Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called the Eileh HaMishpatim. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse in Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim, that year was the 24th day of the month of Shvat, which is also the Shabbos that blessed the month of the first of Dar, in the year Tavshin Mem Daled 42 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the opening verse of this week's Torah portion where it says, Ve'eileh HaMishpatim. These are the laws, asher tasim lefneim, that you should put in front of them. And then what is the law? So it says the first law, ki sikne eved ivri, when you acquire a Hebrew slave. Shabbos says we know the questions that are asked in the Chassidic discourses of the previous Rabbeim, in Torah Oir, in Torah Chaim, in the different Chassidic discourse from the other Rabbeim, up to the Chassidic discourse of the previous Rebbe. And the question that they ask is, it says, Eila mishpat mashal tasim lifneihem, in front of them. That's plural, multiple people. So we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu should give the halachot, the laws, to multiple people. But then it says, v'chi sikne, when you will acquire, which is singular. If we're dealing with multiple, it says, ki yiknu, when all of you are going to acquire. Because the fact is, when it says ki sikne every, that is one of the laws that he's telling everybody. So if he's telling everybody, why doesn't it say ki siknu? Also, what does it mean lefnehem, in front of them? Also, we have to understand what he starts off, and he says that he starts off with the first laws about a Hebrew slave. But seemingly, this idea of hiring a Hebrew slave, it's something which is not necessarily something which happens every day. And it's something which is very, very usual. And like understood what Chazal tell us, which actually Rashi brings in his commentary on the Torah, that there has to be a lot of conditions to be able to be a Hebrew slave. However, the items that are dealt with afterwards, that's something which is more probable and that's something which more happens. So why does he start specifically with that law? Also, why does he use the term kisikne, and when you'll acquire, and not another expression? There's different expressions, kiyikach, etc. Or and then there's also different other questions that are brought down the Chassidic discourses and in the commentaries on the verses in the parsha. So the point of the explanation is that this that it says kisikne, and it says in a singular term, is actually referring to what it says beforehand. What does it say beforehand? Ve'eila mishpatim, these are the laws, asher tasim, that you should place. Because tasim is singular. So the fneim is plural, referring to the receiver, that's plural. But the person putting it, tasim, it's saying that he's putting it singular. So that's why when it says ki sikna, when you acquire, is connected to what? The word that it says tasim. In other words, the commandment of kisikna, when he's telling you when you acquire, that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling you, is referring to what Moshe Rabbeinu said before him, asher tasim, he's placing in front of them. As Chazal tell us, and Rashi actually brings, that when it says ve'ela, it's a continuation of before. And it's just like the previous commandments come from Mount Sinai, so this also comes from Mount Sinai. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Sinai, so the same thing also, he received all these laws, and that's what asher tasim, that Moshe Rabbeinu should place the law in the law, and obviously in front of you. Now, what does it mean, lefnehem, in front of you? So lefnehem means, comes from the Hebrew word, pnimiyusam, your internal part. In other words, that it's something which you should take in an internal level of your soul. And when you internalize it, then it will penetrate your thought, your speech, and your action. So that is one idea of lefneim. Also, lefneim means, it's referring to the internal part of the Torah, chassidus, Kabbalah, etc. And like the Talmud Yerushalmi says, that when it says tasim, it's like putting, which, what are you putting? It's like you're putting a treasure. And we know mysticism is all a treasure. Because the pnimius of Torah, Kabbalah, Chassidus, that is basically the treasure of the Torah. And that's the revolutionary idea in this parsha. The Eila Mishpatim, these are the laws. That even though laws are seemingly simple laws, which people intellectually would understand it as well, and like it says clearly in the Talmud, that if Torah wasn't given to the Jewish people, we would learn the laws of modesty from different animals and so on and so forth. And how much more so the speeches that Abel the speaks. But nevertheless, that we all have an internal part. And that's the treasure, and that's the internal part, which is even higher, and that's the part that Moshe Rabbeinu gives us. Now, he starts off, what's the first thing he's giving us, in an internal way, is the law of a Hebrew slave. Why? Because the spiritual significance of a Hebrew slave has to be in every single person. Well, how is that? So we know the verse says, Zerati is Beis Yisrael. I plant in the Jewish people Zera Adam v'Zera Behema, the seed of an animal and the seed of mankind. And it's explained in many, many places that the Jewish people are divided into two levels. The level of Zera Adam, the seed of a man, a human, and Zera Behema, the seed of an animal. What does that mean practically? That when we say the seed of an animal, that's not a compliment. It's referring to someone that acts like an animal. And you have to take the animal part and become like a slave, which means that you're willing to accept. Zera Adam means that you're a person with intellect, understanding, so you refine yourself. Zera Behema means you just want to do what you want. So how do you go ahead and take someone that wants to do what they want? So you basically, there's only one way. You have to be an Eved. I'm ready to accept because you don't understand it. You don't comprehend it. You're lacking the intellectual refinement. So the way to stay connected is by just accepting. Now, even though the Hebrew slave is the lowest level of slavery, higher than that, we know it's spiritually referring to the female slave, like explaining the Siddic discourses. But nevertheless, the first level of serving Hashem is the Eved Ivri, the Hebrew slave, which is basically Kabbalah soil. Not only that, even someone that's on the level of Zera Adam, which means he meditates, he uses his mind, but the fact is you have an animal soul within you. And your animal soul is in your physical body, your coarse body, like the Alter Rebbe writes. And the source of the animal soul and the body comes from a place called Turi the Pruda, a place where it's division. It's not unified. And also, yeah, it has a connection to the physical body and the physical world. So because every single human being, even Zera Adam, is connected to the body, connected to the animal soul, a person has to do the spiritual work of a servant. What does a servant practically mean? Kabbalah soil, acceptance, that's one word. And the second word is bittul. Bittul means you're ready to accept, you're ready to do whatever Hashem wants. And let's explain the Chassidic discourses. That what is the idea of avodah work? It's like you take a piece of hide, a piece of leather, and you have to work it out. And you have to work, and you have to transform your nature, and the way you do things habitually. And like the Talmud says, what's the difference between someone that serves Hashem and someone that doesn't serve Hashem? So, someone doesn't serve Hashem doesn't mean he doesn't totally serve Hashem. He means he serves Hashem. But let's say his nature is to learn something 100 times, he learns it 100 times. But what's someone that serves Hashem? You learn it 101 times. With all the different Kabbalistic insights into it. And as what's the point? That 100, that's your nature. So that's, you're not serving yet Hashem. But when you go to 101, that's called Kabbalah Soil. Because that's something that's not rationally. Why should I do 101? I did it 100 times. That's called you accepting. And that's called bittul. And that's called working out the hide. Which means you work and you transform your nature and the way you're accustomed to doing things. And that's why it says, ki sikna ever debris. When you hire a Jewish slave, which means you're going to go more than you naturally want to go to. You're going to do Kabbalah soul. You're going to accept. You're going to be bittul. So what does it say? Shei shanim yavai. For 6 years you have to work. What happens in the 7th year? Then you go free. In other words, the working of Kabbalah soil accepting and bittul applies to the whole sphere of time, which is included in the number 6. In other words, like we know, it says for six years you work, and the 7th you go free. In other words, what is it connected to? We know the 6 days of the week that we work, and then you have Shabbos, which is a day of rest. And the same thing also you have with the Jubilee years and the 50 year, because every day has its type of work, like the Zohar says clearly. And as we know, it says, Kol Yoyma V'Yoyma Avda Vidata, the Zohar says. Every single day you have to transform. And therefore he says, Shei Shanim Yavad, means every single day you have to work on Bittul and Kabbalah Soil, accept things, because you have to have the work of acceptance has to affect all the level of time, means all the 6 days of the week and all the 6 years, etc. Then comes the seventh day, which is basically Shabbos. And the same thing also, if you have 6 years, you have the seventh year. And then you can become free. But you have to do the work for 6 days and 6 years. And based on this, we'll understand why it says, ki sikna, when you acquire. It's a beautiful insight, Rebbe says. It says you acquire. Ki sikna. Seemingly, how is it possible? Someone that's in the level of Zera Behema, which means you're basically someone that you just do what you want. How can you become an Eved Ivri? How can you all of a sudden decide to listen to Hashem and you're going to accept? And even somebody who's on the level of Zera Adam, which means they're more of an intellectual connection to Hashem, but you're connected to you have an animal soul, you have a body. So the answer is ki sikna. What does sikna mean? It's like a kinyan, you acquire something. And it doesn't use a different expression when kiyirach you're going to take. What does that mean? Because a kinya means that nothing was really changed. But a kinya means it went up from one possession to the other session. Kisikna means it was right here and now it transferred here. Did the thing change? The thing didn't change. It went from the possession of the seller to the possession of the buyer. In other words, nothing is new. What changed was that before it was concealed by you and now it got revealed by you, but it's nothing new. What does that mean practically? Like it says in the Torah, Be'ever Hanar Yoshua Seichem, that we lived on the other side of the river. In other words, what does that mean? That the source of the Jewish people, even those that are Zera Behema, which basically just does whatever they want, what's the source? It comes from the other side. What it means is the other side? L'mayla Miseder Ishtalshlas. It's above all logic and all predictions and all flows, etc. And that's why someone that's from the level of a Zera Behema is connected to where really he's connected in its source of Behema Rabba before Atzilus. And even someone that's from Zera Adam, Adam means human being, but Adam has the same letters as Ma'id. So if you take a different permutation, it's coming from a very high source. And therefore, to draw in that into the human being, it's not something which is new. And all you're doing is revealing something which is concealed. So Rebbe's saying something revolutionary. So when it says ki sikna, it's trying to teach you that even though you're a behema, and even though you have an animal soul, and even though you have your body, but relax. In its source, we're connected above logic. In its source, we're connected to Hashem. The only thing that's not concealed, you don't have to create anything new. When you're practicing Kabbalah soil or Bittul, yeah, it might be a little difficult, but remember, it's not something new to you. Because in the source, we are connected to Hashem. And that's why it says kisikne, when you acquire in a singular term. Why? Because who causes this to come down into reality? Moshe Rabbeinu. Like it says in reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, ki min hamayim, from the water, mishishi, he was drawn from the water. What does that mean spiritually? That his source is from a very, very high level of Shemitah, from a very, very high world. And because Moshe Rabbeinu is from a high world and he comes down to this world, he has the power to draw this down into every single human being. The level of Zera Adam, even if someone's in the level of Zera Behema, he can draw down from a higher place what our source really is. So based on what we just learned, we'll understand the continuation of this Torah portion, Mishpatim, to the Torah portion of Yisra, which is referring to when the Jewish people receive the Torah. Because what's the whole idea of the Hashem gave the Torah? It's basically drawing down the Torah from the highest level down to the lowest level. However, Parshas Ve'elu Mishpatim, which is referring to laws of logic, etc. So that's what Milmata L'mayla, we're elevating the world. Parshas Yisroi is Milmata L'mayla, you're bringing down the Torah down to this world. Parshas Mishpatim already is Milmata L'mayla, you're elevating the world. And like literally, because we know that Hashem gave the Torah, where was the Torah on high? Like it says clearly in Torah, Hashemayim dibartan, Hashem spoke to us from heaven. However, when it comes to learning Torah, that goes from the lowest to the highest level. And like the famous expression, when a child starts learning, so his parents teach him the Torah. And afterwards, when he comes 5 years old, he starts learning the Mikra, he starts reading, and until he comes lifneyem to the internal part, until he comes to the level of yagdil Torah v'yadir, he learns Torah, he teaches Torah, he grows in Torah, which is the ultimate of completion of Torah, and up to the point where you connect Hashem with the Torah. And not only that, through the fact that you learn Torah, you make a full vessel, which is basically a vessel and preparation for all the highest levels, which is even higher than the part you can do yourself, until you come to the level where Hashem says, wow, you actually made me who I am through our learning Torah. And he never finished it off, and he said, it should be the will of Hashem. By doing these two paths of Torah, which means bringing the Torah down, then elevating the world through Torah, we're going to come to the completion of what it says about six years you should work, which is referring to the 6,000 millenniums that we have the world. And it's going to, we're going to come to the level of that afterwards you can marry off you can marry the son up to the point where you go out free without any money, like it says in the prophets, a very very powerful piece in the prophet. It says that we were sold into slavery without any money, and if we're going to be redeemed without any money. And not only that, since we have the idea that you add on Shabbos and you add into the seventh year, so obviously at the end of the sixth millennium, we're going to go in one moment and in one second, we're going to go to the coming of Mashiach, the righteous Mashiach, b'mheiro v'yameinu mamash. It should happen very, very soon, very, very literally in our days. So here you have another beautiful Chassidic discourse of the real power of Kisik Neved Ivri, that we have the power, Kabbalah soil, to accept, and with Vittel, we have the power to elevate ourselves, elevate the world, and we're going to have the coming of Mashiach. And next class will be Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.